At this juncture, how does firing Nico Harrison square up with fans other than giving them a pound of flesh?
It's just the start of accountability. It's the start of, like you said, Stephen A., it's listening to your fans. It's understanding. That's one thing I have heard around ownership in the last several days. It's like we have to start listening to our fans now. And the fans were rabid after the Luka Doncic trade. They were rabid when Luka Doncic came back to Dallas for the first time. Obviously, even last night, Monday night, they were chanting fire Nico while PJ Washington was shooting clutch free throws. Think about that. You're in the middle of a clutch moment down the end stretch of a game, and the fans are chanting fire Nico. And the Mavericks, they decided this is step one, but there's a long list of things now the Mavericks have to do. They have appointed Michael Finley, Matt Riccardi as interim general managers, but Stephen A., they're going to go through a full search. Dennis Lindsay, who was actually in Dallas, he worked under Nico Harrison for a couple years and was part of that group that you know allowed this team to get to the finals and made the moves necessary for them to get to the finals. He's well liked by people in that organization. He's going to be a candidate for that job. But then the bigger question, Stephen A., is what do you do with this roster? What do you do with this team? They have their first round pick this year. They don't own their first round pick again until 2031. What does that mean? That means they have to look into the future now. And so they might have to start making some hard decisions now on this team.